This is my be moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am dealing with the concept of me wanting God to change my situation, and He is more invested in changing me. This is a lesson that I had to learn some time ago, and sometimes I still grapple with it. I can remember being at a very low point, and God led me to this scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. Now, after reading this scripture, I was even at a lower point, but let me share it with you real quickly. It says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when I was with you, I couldn't talk to you as I would to mature Christians. I had to talk as though you belonged to this world or as though you were infants in the Christian life. I had to feed you with milk and not with solid food because you couldn't handle anything stronger." When I read that, I was like, what? You mean to tell me, Father, all that I've been working on, all that I've been doing to make these spiritual, you know, learn these lessons, make these improvements, and you're telling me there's still more to do? But what I learned in this situation and what I want to share with you today are two key takeaways that I learned. The first is you never go into a situation where God is working with you. You are His project in this moment and you come out the same. Well, I tell you, it's worth it to hang in there because you come out stronger. You come out more resilient and your light is shining brighter than it ever did before. The second takeaway is that what you may be going through today is unpleasant, but it is purposeful. It is serving a purpose. So don't think that you're just going through it to be going through it. I am encouraged by Romans 8:18. It says, "Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory He will reveal to us later." If you're in a place where you feel as though you are God's project and you asking Him to change your circumstances, stand on Romans 8:18 with me today. Finally, share this be moment with others who also desire to be inspired.